Tournament bass fishing for a long time has been a thing about big reputations, big egos, and also the ability to be able to get big sponsorships. And one of the most versatile anglers that I know out on the tour right now, maybe not known as a household word, is Matt Herron. And Matt, welcome to the program here at Bass Fan Radio.
Glad to be here, Terry.
Well, you know, you're number 9 in the world in the State Farm World Rankings. And as you go out there, you know, you've just continually climbed. You've been doing this for about 3 years now. And it's got to be one of those things where, you know, you're sitting there thinking, hey, I continue to do well, I continue to get better, I continue to do the things I need to do, and the sponsorships will come, won't they?
Yeah, you know, you hope so. Everybody says you got to build a reputation and show your worth and your value in the sport, and I just keep trying to keep my nose down and do my job and promote all my sponsoring companies, and hopefully everything will come in time.
Well, you know, you look at it, and you've got some great sponsors out there now with Skeeter and Yamaha and several others, but you think about, you know, those paying sponsors, the ones that go out and really try to drum up and get some money so you can afford to do this thing. Those are the ones you're shooting for right now, I would think.
Yeah, it really is. I'm trying to get on board with some companies that really want to grow with Matt Herron and go places, companies that I can help promote their products and do big things with.
Well, I guess one of the first things that we need to mention is FLW. You've kind of cut your ground there on FLW. It's been a big money tour for the last several years. And one of the things I think probably has been a knock a little bit on FLW is the ability to be able to take and go with locals, to go with guides, to do all those kind of things. But you've chosen to go a different route, and you've done everything on your own.
Yeah, I really have. You know, a lot of guys on the FLW side do it on their own. You got some guys that do go out and actually seek help and try to obtain information on bodies of water. But really, your top guys on the FLW tour are no different than the guys that fish the bass tour. They're all great anglers, and they do their homework by themselves. The majority of them do, and that's just the way I prefer to do it.
Well, you've been a great angler for a lot of years. You know, you won a regional with BASS in the federation level, and then won just about everything you can possibly win in Alabama, then decided to go out and fish the tours. And how big of a challenge was that? I mean, from a family side and, you know, emotionally with your kids and all that kind of stuff, was that a big step for you?
That was a really big step. The fishing all is kind of the same. It's played at a different level on a different format. The challenges of the economics and being away from family and all the different aspects of it is a big challenge, and a lot of guys have a big problem with it. It's been a big challenge for me, but so far everything's going great. My family's been really supportive. I've been really blessed. Everything's going great, Terry.
Well, number 9 in the world, what does that do for you? I mean, does that mean that you can fish with anybody? What does that do for you as an individual?
It's to me that I can't compete at the top level. It also proves that I'm not quite to where I need to be at this point because I want to be number 1.
Well, you got an opportunity here recently to fish the Top Gun Championship, and when you look back at that, you know, you had top 24 guys in the world, and you guys were out there going head-to-head, and you think about it, it looked like you might win that thing. You had a couple of bites that you missed, or you might have, and when you look at that type of competition, is that the level that you really try to seek all the time?
It really is. I mean, those guys that were in Texas are probably, you know, at the present time, the top elite anglers in the world. I mean, day in, day out, it doesn't really matter where they are or what kind of water it is they catch. And to be able to show up in Texas and compete with those guys, it meant a lot. I mean, to be there and to have success, is you got to be on your game.
Are you looking at FLW because you can actually make more money down to 50th place, or what were some of the reasons that you're looking only at FLW?
Well, the biggest reason is it's purely economics. I mean, FLW affords me the ability to make a living fishing, and the payback is such where it is, and I can kind of structure my practice time and still have time with my family. And I really like the people at FLW, Charlie Evans and Kathy Finlay and all. They're really keeping the sport a family-oriented sport, and it's still wholesome and clean-cut, and I really like the direction that they're going.
Well, you know, you're right. I think you mentioned something that's very valuable. In bass fishing right now, we have no thugs. We don't have anybody that, you know, has got criminal records. We don't have a lot of that stuff in our sport. And the approachability of the anglers, when you see them at the Classic or the FLW Championship or the Top Gun event, you guys are signing autographs, meeting people at docks, meeting people at the ramp. That's got to be part of the thing that you really like if you're going to be involved in this sport.
I really like that aspect of it. It was great. All the people out in Texas were very supportive, and all the kids. We got to work with some kids who are cancer kids, and I really enjoy doing those functions. Those are special, special kids, and anything that we can do like that, I really like to be a part of.
Well, yeah, that event was the Cast for Kids, and I tell you what, you saw a lot of kids that were really going through tough times, but when they got a fishing rod in their hand and were able to be out in a boat, things kind of changed for them. They got smiles on their face, and they were able to do some things that maybe on a daily basis they're struggling through life as it is. But they were able to go out there and catch some fish. And you guys, you know, were out there signing autographs, running around with them. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Anytime you can bring a smile to a kid's face and open the kid's to another part of the world, it brings joy to my heart, and it's something that I really like to do.
Well, you know, I guess the Alabama connection, you know, a lot of great anglers come from Alabama. You live in Clay, and when you think about, you know, that opportunity to be able to fish across the country, you're centrally located as well. That's got to be an advantage for you.
It really is a big advantage. I mean, being centrally located, it limits my travel time. It's not a big burden to go all the way across the country. There's very few tournaments during the year that I'll have to make more than a 10 or 12-hour journey to get to them. And then, plus being centrally located in some of the best bass fishing in the world, look at the Alabama gang that's there now. You got Timmy Horton, Gerald Swindle, Greg Pugh, Todd Airy, Jason Kilpatrick, and you can go back and look through all their finishes and see kind of the background that we all come up through and understand that we all came up through some great competition and some great tournament waters, and it's really starting to shine and show that the ability of the Alabama anglers and where we come from.
Well, you work at it, you know, and it's a lot different fishing sometimes. I mean, you know, a lot of power fishermen, as you mentioned there, a lot of guys that really know how to run the bank, how to do some things offshore, and to be able to throw that big crankbait now and again, and that versatility makes Alabama anglers tougher.
It really does. I mean, because really the only thing that Alabama's missing as far as proven tournament waters, as far as an angler going out and approaching his skill and his craft and developing every kind of technique that he could use. We don't have any natural lakes, but as far as deep, clear highland reservoirs or lowland tidal water or man-made reservoirs and rivers, it's all here. We've got rocks, hydrilla, we've got every kind of bank vegetation. So everything is available to an Alabama angler to develop his skills to be competitive at a national level.
Well, you mentioned something I think is pretty important. You look at Kevin Van Dam, you know, the great success that he's had just this year, won the Bassmaster Classic again. And you think about, you know, he's from Michigan, and you think about all the water up there. They've got a bunch of deep water, a lot of vegetation, a lot of those kind of things. But really, if you can hone your craft in an area where you have multiple different types of ways to catch them, that should make you better, don't you think?
Well, it really should. I mean, Kevin Van Dam is just an incredible angler, and to do the things that he's done coming from Michigan is just awesome. I mean, he is probably the best natural lake fisherman in the country. You look at his success ratio on natural lakes is just incredible. I mean, everything the guy does is just unbelievable. To come from Michigan to do what he's done is just unbelievable.
Well, Matt, I guess what's up for you now? I know you're trying to take a little time off and trying to get out there and maybe fish with the kids a little bit. I know you went out to offshore a little bit and had some fun doing that, didn't you?
I had a blast. Went out with some buddies, caught a few red snapper, caught some king mackerel, and just got away from it all for a little while. And I'm planning on doing some stuff with some riders and working with some sponsors now during the off season, and basically there's really not a lot of downtime as far as, you know, I'm into 06 planning now and looking forward to bigger and better things next year.
Well, you got this number 9 ranking now. What are some of the plans? I mean, is that in your mind when you go out and fish the event to try to do well and win it, or is it trying to be, you know, just consistent?
I go out and try to catch fish every tournament. My philosophy is just to catch as many fish as I can catch each and every day. And as long as I do that and keep it one day at a time and don't look down the road, as long as you stay focused on the day, then at the end of the year, you'll be standing where you want.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, folks, this guy is maybe a relatively unknown guy across the country, but those that fish against him know about him very well. And, Matt, you're one of the premier anglers that I know, and I think good things are ahead for Matt Herron.
Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.